In fact, great awarenesses are abounding. Great awarenesses are to be discovered. Are you ready? Are you seeking higher ground? Because as you step up, you will be quite excited to discover you are already there. You understand? In other words, there is not too much longer. There is not much ahead of you except light. So the question is really, can you receive it? Are you willing to take it all in? Because as you keep wearing your dark spectacles, you will look around. You will look up, you will look down, you will look here, you will look there, and you will not see much difference. You will not see past your nose, so to speak. But in fact, there are great changes, great developments, and great achievements, goals to be reckoned with, to be claimed on the horizon. And this horizon is being brought to you faster and faster and faster. So we alert you to your divine appointments. We alert you to your right, to your holy right to receive your truth and to receive it now. Because in truth, there is a grand harvest. There is a grand opportunity to be quite pleased, to be quite pleased with all the goodies in your goodie basket. So as you herald in this new age, as you forge yourselves the opportunity to stand proud, to stand in truth, to stand in truth of your true resonance, of your true vibration, of your true acclimation to your higher self, you will import yourself into your future. Now, as you do this, you will discover some tools of the trade. In fact, the upgrades have already occurred. So it is for you to awaken to, how shall we say, the Christ of you, the divinity of you, and all that it entails, because as you do so, you will discover that you have a mighty bag of tricks in store for you. Your telepathy has increased. Are you aware of that? Are you able to tune in to another and know what their needs may be, know how they are feeling, or know what their angst is all about? As you seek to tune into these discoveries, you will find that your intuition is quite available for you. You see, you do not need to reach for the dictionary, the encyclopedia, to call up six of your favorite holy hista friends. You see, as you quiet the mind, as you still, in fact, wonderful deliverances occur. Even the channeler had forgotten to attune to a particular need of the family. Just by tuning into the awareness that she was about to begin the session, brought this information to the forefront. Do you see? It is because that which you are seeking is truly available to you as you stop the judgments. You see, the judging mind will keep you busy. It will point out what it believes, falsely of course, what you are doing wrong and what is the misdemeanor of your partner, of your neighbor, of the travel guide. You understand, it is always searching to keep you on the bottom rung of life. And as you release this, as you release your identification with this traveling guide, in fact, you will arrive at your new tomorrow. You will arrive quickly at that, and you will spring forward. You will spring forward into your new acclimation of your truth, because in fact, the goodies are here. Your basket is chock full of your divine appointment, your qualities of the heart, your qualities of the spiritual vision. As you continue to open up, as you glide into this vibratory state, into this holy awareness, in fact, that which you are seeking will be bestowed upon you, and quite lavishly at that, you see? Because indeed, when you tune into your spiritual awareness, when you tune into your holy self, what you are coming to understand is there is simply no understanding of this concept of limitation. It is a premise of the ego. But when you are no longer dwelling in ego consciousness, it falls by the wayside. Understand? It no longer exists. So it is not that, well, I can decipher this, but not that. I can be privy to this, but not that. There is no such thing. So it is more of a question of priority. Seek and you shall find. As you open yourself up to your holy self, as you open yourself up to the wealth that is laid before you, as you search to understand more fully, more willingly, have the willingness to understand all of you, to be not afraid of your holy progress, to be not afraid of the transparency of it all, because indeed, you are holding a tremendous power amount of light, you understand? And as you attune to these higher awarenesses, as you attune to the higher consciousness, in fact, your light is beaming stronger and stronger. It is holding a higher vibratory rate. It is there for the seeking. It is there for the enveloping, and it is there for the healing. And there is more to go. You see, this is the beauty of your travel. It is not a finite trip, you understand? If you have the desire to go to the Thailand or the Tel Aviv, well, you get your itinerary, you pack your trip, you enjoy the beauty of the moment, you cannot believe you arrived. And then when the trip is over, you pack up again and return home. Trip finished. Well, that is not how your spiritual development works. Quite frankly, the trip never ends. You see, there are more trips and more trips. There is more searching. So it is a matter of being willing to seek. Now, not seek from the perspective of the beggar, you see. Well, I hope they drop something in my begging bowl. I can only hope, I can only pray, I can only wish and hope that I have enough for tomorrow. This again is the ego consciousness, and it will leave you high and dry. So it is establishing the truth principles. The truth principles state that you always have whatever you need whenever you need it. You can count on your bucket to be completely filled. You can count on it to be an overflow, you see? Because as you seek, you share the blessings with others. You cannot help yourself because you have all that you need, and it is overfloweth, shall we say. Now that is what is occurring, because as you continue to increase your vibratory rate, in fact, there is a certain charge. As ones think of you, as they dwell in your holy presence, they will receive this charge of light, and they will be attracted. Have you noticed? There are a few of you that have noticed that there are those that keep seeking your company. Well, what does she need now? A napkin, a ketchup bottle, you see? The list goes on. What she is not aware of is she is really seeking your vibration, you see? This is the spiritual manna, not so much that which she imbibes, that which she eats, but in fact, your own vibration, because it resonates with her. It reminds her of her own holy truth, understand? So this will be occurring more and more so. So do not be disturbed if suddenly you are like the fly to honey. All the flies are buzzing around. It is because they are understanding their own beauty, their own loveliness, and they are quite excited. They are quite excited to recognize their own holy self. So at this time, we wish to imbibe in the drink of love, in the elixir of your true nature which is being established, which is being rooted and grounded in your very vibration. Now understand there is more to come. Understand this is a self-serve mission. In other words, as you continue to drink from the awareness of your Christ presence, in fact, there is more room to grow and more room. You see, it is a never-ending search. It is a never-ending discovery. And that which you are ready to discover, you will find. So we beseech you, we request of you, we beg of you to keep on requesting the search, to keep on expanding, to keep thinking more and more and more, to keep residing with the premise of being open to your truth, to being open to your true reality, because in truth, Christ dwells within. Christ dwells in and through you as you. As you permit this, as you permit this door to become unlocked. as you permit the door to be ajar, never to close again. So we delight in your Holy Communion. We delight in the presence of the Masters. And as we afford yourselves the right to discover your own rite of passage, the right to discover your true awareness, your true Buddha nature, your true heart, we ask you to extend these energies out, to extend them out as far-reaching as you can imagine them to go, to extend them beyond your physicality, your physical vessel in which you dwell, to extend them beyond the borders of the room you find yourself in, to extend them out beyond the country where you are located, to extend them out around the globe, to extend them out into the woods of Gaia, into the oceans, you see? Because you have that much power, you are that powerful. And do not ever doubt this power, because this power is your divine right. It was given to you by Spirit, and it is Spirit that you are returning to. So again, we caution you to maintain these concepts, these notions of the limited self, of the limited individual. It is truly a no thing, as you are willing to adopt a new belief system, a new understanding of your Christ self, of your true presence. So let us continue the blessing. We invite you to relax and to allow yourself to drink from the loving cup. We invite you to relax and to restore, to replenish and to nurture, to provide the nourishment that will be provided to all, to welcome yourselves home. We ask you to relax and to receive your truth. Indeed, beloveds, know yourself to be forgiven. Know yourself to be ascended. As you claim this, as you identify with this understanding of your true self, in fact, you will blossom. You will reawaken. You will reawaken to your joy. You will reawaken to your liberation. In truth, this is what you are about. This is what you are seeking and merging with. You are aligning to your true heavenly self. So go forth. Go forth in the awareness that there are new energies to align with, to absorb, to understand, and explore. Be explorers of the new energies, of the new frequencies. And so it is. Okay, so I'm thinking with this small group, we don't have to worry about Leslie getting out in time. Awesome. So we can just go around the room, probably go around twice if you would like. So Mr. Joseph, do you have anything you would like to inquire about?
Whatever they want to tell me.
Okay. All right, and say your name for us, please.
Joseph.
Okay, one moment. And say your name again, please.
Joseph.
And say it one more time.
Joseph.
Thank you. Open up to your good. Open up to your good. It's funny because they're saying it's really a universal message for all of us, but they're saying seek and you shall find. In other words, it's so funny. They're looking at me and they're like, pay attention to this one too. You know, it's sort of like when you just get in, you don't do this, but I have been known to do this in the past. When you get into like this phase of, you know, just being fearful, you don't do this, but I do. But in the past, being fearful of this, being fearful of that, what you do is you just cast kind of like a spell on your future. In other words, if you have good karma, you're not necessarily going to attract anything too bad, but you're also kind of keep clouds keeping you from all the good that you can perceive. And so they're saying in your case that as you open up to the good, as you expect the good, that's actually what you start noticing, and that's what you start attracting, and that's what you get to delight in more of, because in fact, you're the co-creator of your experience. And so it's almost like equals like. So what you're focused on is really what you're going to see and call to you. So it's almost like, you know, if you ever go shopping for cars, and like, let's say you wanted a BMW, and you go to the dealership, you look for BMWs, and then suddenly through your week, you start seeing BMWs everywhere. Like, where were they? You never saw them before, but they suddenly appear. And it's because it's on your mind. And so you're calling to you, literally, the BMWs. And you're calling to yourself to notice them. And they're saying that life actually works with that way. That, you know, we were brought up to simply believe there's this external reality there and we have nothing to do with it. And lo and behold, we're the co-creators of the journey. So that as we focus on our good, on the good things, that we actually promote that to the universe, you know. And it's kind of like, it's almost like Abraham Hicks, really. You know, I don't really listen to them much, but I remember listening to something years ago. And I forget what she said, but then she said, like, yes, more of that, please. You know, because when you're focusing on it, that's what will come your way. And the latest phrase that came to my mind just the other day, which has just been like a mantra for me, and to be honest, I don't even have a clue why, but they want me to share this with you as well. And it says, it's some kind of like Native American phrase or whatever, but it says, you know, I give thanks for unknown blessings already on their way. And it sounds kind of like trite and silly, but it's actually incredibly powerful, because you're acknowledging that good things are coming, and what you're actually doing is helping to co-create and manifest them, and will actually what do they want to say? Like soften the lens in which you view, in which you view the world. And they're saying, you know, basically seek and you shall find. So as you seek out the good, you have the potentiality of restoring more fruitful experience, restoring kind of like the balance of things in your favor. So they're saying play with that, enjoy that, and you will be pleasantly surprised.
I have to tell you.
Tell me.
Sounds weird. This is the third time this week I've gotten that message. not in the same words.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up a book on the Dalai Lama, and mm-hmm. I just opened it up, there was that message. There's another book called The Game of Life. And I started reading it a while ago and I just put it aside. I picked it up Sunday. I picked it up yesterday and it was the same message. You think I should listen? Oh, God. Okay.
Okay.
I hear you. So I have to read these, actually three books.
Okay. Well, you'll be busy. You'll be busy.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Very, very nice.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Third time this week I've gotten the same.
That is very cool. You know, I've always heard that if you hear the same thing from two sources, two or more sources, it's the universe talking to you. Mm. So I'm going to assume that's the case with you.
Me too.
Yep. Awesome.
Okay.
Oh, and hi, Miss Janet. How can we help you this evening?
I'm just taking a message.
Okay. Okay. And say your first name, please.
Janet.
Okay, one moment, please. Okay, we're going to try that one more time. And say your name, please.
Janet.
And say it one more time.
Janet.
And say it one more time.
Janet.
Thank you. And say it one more time, please.
Janet.
Thank you. And say it one more time, huh?
Janet.
Thank you. You have work to do, but it's okay because it's going to come out in your favor. In other words, I feel like this is your time to kind of really bulldoze through things. You know, in other words, there are like one or two issues that you may have been like a slow, I don't even know what I'm talking about in terms of specifics. But there are like one or two issues that you may have been like a slow starter and really honing in on it and really paying attention to it. You know, it's kind of like one day I'll pay attention to that or I'll deal with that. And they're saying that now's the time. Now's the time. In other words, that you're spiritually equipped, you're like materially equipped, like you've got everything you need to accomplish the goal. You know, it's sort of like, not that this is the case with you, but if someone went to write a book, you know, it's sort of like, well, you know, I'm going to need to take a sabbatical because I don't have the free time or, you know, in other words, like they didn't have they didn't have the tools coming together. They didn't have the resources, I'm going to say it that way, coming together to support them in accomplishing their goal, whatever it is. And so what they're saying is now is the time to get to work. Here's what they also want to add. Do not feel bad as if, number one, that you missed the boat. And they're saying, they're assuring you that you didn't miss the boat. Don't feel bad that, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda kind of thing. They're like, forget about it. Because they're saying it's sort of like there's divine timing in everything. And they're saying, don't assume that if you had tried to accomplish some of these tasks, whatever they may be, previously, that somehow you would have gotten further ahead than if you do it now. They're saying because the fruit is ripe for picking now. In other words, maybe you didn't have enough like internal drive to have accomplished it before. Like you would have tried, but you would have like puttered out. Maybe you didn't have enough of the like inner resources. Maybe you were too troubled about other things at the time. Maybe you didn't have enough of the spiritual resources, like whatever it is. They're saying like if I were going to pick a card from like an oracle deck or something, it would be like, now is the time, now is the time. So in other words, trust the process, trust that, it's almost like if someone did an astrological chart on you or something, they would be like, you've got good favor now, you've got good favor. Go for it. You do have work ahead of you. I don't know what we're talking about, but they're saying a couple things that you want to accomplish, actually. They're saying you do have work ahead of you, so it's not that you don't have to put in the effort, but that your effort will be maximized in your potential And yeah, thank you. And like your potential in your favor so that you can be assured a good outcome. So like if you put in the work, you put in the attention, you put in the focus, you whatever it is you want to accomplish, that you can count on spirit supporting you and having a very positive divine outcome. And no more beating yourself up that I should have gotten started earlier or whatever. Because they're saying that it's just divine timing. It's just, they're saying no feeling bad, forget about it. You've got ample opportunity now to succeed. And that is your message. It's really good. It's really good. There's work to be done, but they're like, that's okay. You know how to work hard. That's not an issue. But you can be assured of positive results. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. So I liked his message, I like her message. Okay. We'll keep going. See how we... Awesome.
I've been given some messages, information that I deeply needed to move on. I had a big shift happen.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Incident that lasted 10 minutes one night on Sunday night, but left me feeling like Cinderella at the ball with her Prince Charming.
Oh, wow.
And it was just a moment, but it touched me so deeply I was going to go home and write some poetry about it, and I said, that's what I want. So... that also really shifted me. That was like launching the rocket. So I believe, fully believe, I'm over my 3-year-old habit. So I feel good. I don't know if there's anything they want to add or any messages or anything else I need to know.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, you had lights, you had energy lights thing going on off around you as you were talking about that. Yeah, you definitely have support. Good for you. All right, so one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Leslie.
And say it one more time, please.
Leslie.
And say it one more time, please.
Leslie.
Thank you. And say it one more time.
Leslie.
You've got your sister with you. Man, she's really been rooting for you.
Yes, I felt her and heard her.
Yeah, she's like, it's almost like, do it for us, do it for us.
Yes.
That's how it feels to me. Like, you know what, it's like, she very much understood kind of like her part in the family tree or her part in the lineage of some of the energies. And she's been... I don't know how to say this. She's been very against having them linger on any longer on the earth plane, spiritual plane, or any other plane for that matter. So she's tremendously proud of you and your efforts, of your efforts. She said, and she's talking to Janet, she said, see what can be accomplished when you make effort? She said, there you go. She says, there you go, job well done. Yeah, she's really been supporting you.
Yes.
Almost like, oh my God, it's so funny. You know how like you're trying to get like someone over, you know, like climbing a wall or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I actually see her like as if you were climbing the wall and she's got her back to the wall and she's kind of like pushing you, like hiking you up there.
Yes.
Yeah, she, really fantastic. In the truest sense, because not only did you master that which you were seeking, but it also strengthened her conviction of what can be done and should be done, and it's helping her it's actually helping her kind of clear her karmic ties to the issues, because she claimed that for you and she understood so much, it actually helped dilute any kind of repercussions or repeats that she would, how do I say this? She would attract normally. And it has something to do with like wisdom, erases karma kind of thing, that she, It helped. Yeah, I get that. She said, like, somehow, and I don't really get that, because I always think, like, karma has to be cleared here. But she says, no, she says, like, they're different, like, dispensations now, that it doesn't work the way it did before. And that she was able to burn off some of that old stuff for herself through the imparting of wisdom that she bestowed upon you. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go team. Really beautiful. Really beautiful. She loves you tremendously. Just tremendously. She says, what a joy. She says, what a joy to see, like, the completion of that. You got a lot of credit for that. And say your name again, please.
Leslie.
And say it one more time.
Leslie.
You got a lot of credit for that, because there was actually... Well, it doesn't even matter anymore, so I don't know that I want to share that. You got a lot of credit for that, because I want to say it this way. You affirm that, like, the buck stops here. The buck stops here. And you made it known. And so because of that, how do I want to say this? It's almost like there was a... there was this area, and it hadn't been filled in yet. And if there was too much pressure applied to it, it was like between you and the issue, or you and the person in question. And if there was too much effort or energy, I should say, applied to it, it could have toppled you. And so what you did was you filled it. And they're showing me something. I go jogging at night. And one of my neighbors, I don't know what the heck they're doing in their backyard, quite frankly. They have, like, dug up the earth all around their house. Like, are they putting in a moat? Like, I really don't get this. Like, I have to take pictures and put it on my website to show you this. It's really interesting. Like, I almost want to knock on their door. Like, how weird is that? Excuse me, I'm just nosy. What are you doing? So anyway, but that's what the reason I'm telling you my story is it looks like there's just, like, this, like hollowed earth that is just encircling their house, for what reason I don't know. But that's what they're showing me, that through your efforts, through your intention, you filled in that gap. So, like, if someone pushed on that earth, it would have just collapsed, but you filled it in. So there's no place they can push from now until, you know, kingdom come, and it won't matter, because you closed it up. That's what I want to tell you. I still don't know what the neighbors are doing. Okay, so let me see if there's anything else I can tell you in one moment. I'm going to take a picture and send that to you just because it's fun. I'm like, what do you think these people are doing? All right, one moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Leslie.
And say it one more time, please.
Leslie.
Okay, one moment. And say it one more time, please.
Leslie.
And say it one more time.
Leslie.
Thank you. I keep thinking it's the gold sandals that I keep seeing gold, but you've actually come, you've got a teacher coming through to help you. Oh, who is she? Who is she? Who is she? Leslie, say your name one more time, please.
Leslie.
And say it one more time.
Leslie.
I want to say it's Kuan Yin. And she's helping you understand, like, boundaries. She's helping you understand boundaries. She's helping you, and Leslie, say your name one more time.
Leslie.
She's helping empower you. She's helping empower you. And it's really interesting, because when I think of Kuan Yin, I always think of, like, compassion for the world, compassion for the world. And she says a compassion for self. She says, because you are the world. And if you don't understand compassion for self, and empowerment for self, she says, how can you possibly teach that to the world and extend that gift to the world. So she's helping you, strengthen you. It's a certain aspect of her. Apparently she's got different energies. It's not just one energy. So it's, and of course it's gold. It's gold energy, which is why I kept looking at the gold shoes. And I'm like, I'm just making this up because the girl's wearing gold shoes. But my feeling is you're tuning into her. And that's why, you know, let me put on gold shoes, because you intuitively feel her energy. She's supporting you. I feel like it's almost like a corset, but not I don't want to say in a negative way, but you know, it's not to make you attractive, it's to make you strong. Mm-hmm. It's to make you strong, like a buttress, yeah. You know, to keep you strong, to keep you erect, to keep you powerful, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's good. Yeah, really beautiful. Okay, rest well, my dear. Rest well, my dear. You are very good hands. Okay, so here you go. Next, Miss Joyce. Here you go. I started reading it again because I just had to pick it up and start reading it again. So I will wait till finish it until you come back and have it all done. It's really fun reading. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been doing a lot of reading. On the computer,
uh-huh.
You know, looking for, just Googling him, and it's unbelievable, all the information.
It is unbelievable.
Oh, my God. And how do you filter through what's, you know, legitimate and what's...
We'll start with that, and then make your way.
No, because one went into Satanism after I started reading it. I figured, okay, this is not the proper website.
Probably not.
Right. Then I started thinking, oh, wow, I mean, there's so much on here, you know, maybe there's some good and some bad?
Probably. Yeah. Probably. What's all right, well, you know, start with that.
Name?
Jesus.
The author is?
Morgan.
Do you want me to write that down?
No.
Before we give it? Okay. Well, she's going to bring it
when
back.
When she's done with it, I'll write it down.
Okay.
I have these other four books I have to read.
Okay. Okay.
It's going to take me a while.
That's all right.
Okay.
That's all right.
Better anyway, then you just process it more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I take a long time?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I find I read things over and over, like, you know, a page or a paragraph or memory problems.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay, because you know the basic story, so you just follow along. I'm just teasing you. All right, so how can we help you?
I'll take a message from Jesus.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Joyce.
And say it one more time, please.
Joyce.
And say it one more time, please.
Joyce.
And say it one more time, please.
Joyce.
Yeah. He's saying it's about joy. He's saying that you've been spending time looking at problems, trying to solve problems. You've been looking long and hard. You've been burning the midnight oil. He says, why not take a break from that and see yourself as an extension of the Father? In other words, to see yourself through the eyes of grace, see yourself through the eyes of mercy, to establish contact with the right sources, with the right perspective, with the right view. And he says, from that perspective, he says, you'll be amazed at the looking glass that you'll have in which to view all of the beautiful creations of Christ that you witness. In other words, sometimes when you go to solve linear problems with linear solutions, it's a little bit like the chicken without a head, you know, the head cut off, that you kind of go round and round in circles and sometimes you get nowhere. And he says, what a beautiful process when you're willing to, you know, neglect the linear mind. You know, even just for a few seconds, even for a few morrows, like meaning a few days, and seek God's presence instead, to seek the tranquility of the Father. He says, because what it will do is lead you into new universes, lead you into new discoveries, and lead you into new truths. And he says that, he says like, be careful. He says, because you really may like what you discover. You may like what you find. And you'll be willing to throw out the towel. And what I'm watching you do is it's sort of like you take the books and you take the notepads and the paper and you just kind of like toss them all away. You just toss them all away. And you choose to stay in the energy that you have discovered. And to be honest, it feels like a new way of living. It feels like a new way of living. And I can feel your higher self. Your higher self is very excited over the prospect. It's like, oh, well, good, because I was getting a headache the other way. it's good. It's good. You're calling in, and say your name again, please.
Joyce.
You're calling in, goodness, you've got some guides that have been with you, and they've kind of been like in the background. You're calling in some new, kind of like advisory committee. You're calling in some new energies to support. I don't know how to say this. Joyce, say your name again, please.
Joyce.
How to say that? Yeah, I feel like you've made like a substantial leap, like a leap in faith, really, because they're saying, yeah, that's what it was all about. Because even when you had like the spiritual information, you were still kind of examining it like as a theologian, as opposed to like a minister. And what they mean by that is like you were considering it from the intellectual perspective, as opposed to the experiential spirit perspective. You know, and it sort of reminds me a little bit of like, you know, when they say in church, you know, like the mysteries of faith or whatever. And not that you should take everything blindly, but more so that as you stop trying to understand it from the mental, and as you open up to spirit teaching you, which comes through the heart chakra, you'll be delighted at the outcome. You'll be delighted at the outcome. And seek and you shall find.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Hi.
Hi. I'll just take a message.
Bagel and coffee to God. That's something, the way you say that just tickles me. I'll just take a message. So funny. All right, one mom, please. Excuse me. I just suddenly saw something I haven't seen for, oh, I don't know, 45 years. It's like crazy. All right, and say your first name, please.
Shall we?
And say it one more time, please.
Shall we?
And say it one more time.
Shall we?
Yeah, I get that. You know you're a medium, right? You get that? You understand that? You bring people with you. It's the funniest thing. Crazy. All right, so one moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Shelly.
And say it one more time, please.
Shelly.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Well, I'm getting a message from me, but I'm not getting a message for you. So one moment. Unless it has to do with you somehow. I literally saw something I had not seen since I was, 10 years old or something. What that has to do with you, I don't know. One moment, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Shelly.
And say it one more time.
Shelly.
Thank you. I'm going to jump to Louisa and then come back to you. It was my grandmother. It was something at my grandmother's house.
You came through once before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I work with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she's back.
Hi, Shelly.
She's back. I don't know why, but somehow you bring her through. It's almost like you can do this kind of work. It's true. You know it's really true. All right, so let me go to Louisa and we'll come back and see, we'll figure out what that's all about. Hi.
Well, anything for my best and higher self as it relates to any guidance and two things. You know, I've mm-hmm. been here about 6 months already. I'm ready.
It's amazing.
To go.
She was just here traveling through.
Time traveler, yes. And it seems like it was yesterday.
It does seem like it was yesterday.
But it's 6 months because I came in December.
It's crazy.
So it's June. So it's 6 months and I just don't know what is next step. So if there's any guidance and wisdom
okay.
in terms of that, and then it keeps coming back into mind, you know, part B is, you know, that mysterious meeting in Key West.
Okay.
Even now it just messed up my head more.
Okay, so let's do first things first. So you've been here 6 months, any message about that? Now, do you mean in terms of employment, like in terms of anything?
Plateau.
Okay. All right, one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Louisa.
And say it one more time,
Louisa.
Please. And say it one more time.
Louisa.
Thank you. And say it one more time.
Louisa.
Well, what I can tell you is in this time period, you have greatly expanded in consciousness and you have greatly, not greatly, but you've opened up considerably in terms of your power to receive, your power, and they're delighted with that, by the way, your power to receive, your power to channel through much more effectively because you've decided to basically own your power, own your truth, and own your destiny. So while you may feel that like your linear path is hidden, in fact, they're saying you're actually arriving home, because it's not so much like where we plant our feet, but the consciousness that we're holding in the dream state, because that's what creates our new reality, that's what creates our new opportunities, and that's what restores us to our our new birth, to our Christ center. So from that perspective, they keep affirming that you're not lost at all, even though from a linear perspective, it feels like a very long and winding road. Like, excuse me, when is this going to end? In terms of occupational prospects, and say your name again, please.
Louisa.
You have abilities to, I don't know if you have any interest in doing this kind of work, But you have a lot of abilities in doing like assistant work, like in serving, let me say your name one more time.
Louisa.
In serving, gosh, I don't know what it is, but you've got a contact, like a heart contact that has need of your help. So how can you reach their employment? I don't know the answer, like the linear path, but what I do know is there's somebody that you know that's, I guess, like in your soul group or something, that either has a lead for you, or actually it's employment in her own agency or area. But that my strong feeling is that Spirit is opening some doors for you. I don't know if it's in Florida or not, but I do know that they're saying what you're seeking is seeking you, that employment is available. Now, I don't know if that's full-time or part-time, but my feeling is it provides like supplemental income, or it how do I say this? It provides what you need right now. It provides what you need right now on your journey. So the question is, how do you go about finding this? And say your name one more time, please.
Louisa.
I feel like it's just about like going within your heart and just like kind of declaring that you're ready to begin, that you're ready to begin. I feel like before now, it was just murkier in there. I don't know how to explain it. It's like you were ready, but you weren't ready in terms of there was just growth to do. And I feel like now you have the ability to kind of do both. In other words, still do the growing, still do the writing, still doing whatever you want to doing, need to do, but you can still pick up like the part-time job, the part-time hours, something like that. I don't feel like it would be full-time for some reason. It's like helping someone in a flower shop, helping someone in a dog grooming. It's like something where it's service, but it feels to me like, you know, when I say like flower dog grooming, it's more, it would be like my interest. But like what I mean by that is like things that you would find fun, favorable, like someone that makes cookies, like gourmet cookies, like to help them do their cookie thing. Like something that would be, I actually feel like it's energetically, that's what it feels like to me. They were really trying to keep you out of like a corner cubicle where it's just, you know, it's like where your linear self was taking you is like artificial light. I know this is artificial lighting, but it was like artificial lighting, you know, negative energy, dark room, that kind of thing. Whereas all the different like possibilities that are just kind of floating through my consciousness, they have to do with flowers or animals or baking cookies with love, like things that are nurturing to the soul. That's how it feels to me. You know, that kind of environment where you get to be with amplified energy, because I feel like that's very important in terms of what you're creating and manifesting. I feel like your environments are like critically important to you right now, because the frequency that you maintain is going to serve like your ministry, like what you're creating, what you're doing. And so for you to be, you know, going up and down and up and down, like you wouldn't, here's the thing, it's like Spirit supporting you, because it would take so much out of you to keep like, oh, okay, now I got to get back centered to go do what I want to do. So it's a way to kind of keep you from going to the lower energies. So it's that kind of thing. You know, like over there with Benjamin takes tap and vocal or whatever, but you know, like something that's positive, a positive environment. They're very particular about that, because it has to do with your auric field, and it has to do with like the vibration that you're carrying, that it would not serve you to like you know, oh, you know, they pay $80,000, but it's going to be in a fighting rink, and you're going to, like, you know, where they have boxing or whatever. Like, they're not going to put you in that kind of environment because it's lower energies. It's a lot of lower energies. That's very toxic, even though no one would hit you. But just the energies of like, the mindset of the people that are attracted to that, they're saying the energies would hit you. The energies would hurt you, energetically speaking.
Because I'm very sensitive, or can I put... No. Because that will happen in any working environment. You know, those energies. So how can I protect myself not to...
They don't want you, like, in a backstabbing kind of situation, like a political, that kind of thing. It's weird that I'm telling you this. It's almost like, you know, there's another part of you. Like, what about this? Why can't I have that? I don't understand. So I feel like they're trying to explain it to you. They're trying to explain. Because what it is it's like...
So is it higher pay your jobs is more...
At least the ones that somehow you were applying for or wanting or something like that. All right, so let me see what else can I bring through regarding that. One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Luisa.
And say it one more time.
Luisa.
You ever apply to churches?
No.
I see you. I know this sounds so bizarre, but there's an opportunity in a church. I don't know, secretary or something.
That's a cubicle.
No, this isn't a cubicle. This isn't a cubicle.
Can I say something?
Yeah, of course.
This may lead to something else that you really want.
Okay.
That's the feeling that I was getting.
Okay, in the church. Because right now.
It will put you in an environment where people will notice you.
Now I'm working with teaching computer classes to senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a part-time, it's just once a week, but mm-hmm. I really like it because I'm in and out.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. And it gives me the freedom to come and go and not, you know, in that
mm-hmm.
square, you know, I have the freedom.
All right, let me see what else I can bring through. And
so,
say your name again, please.
Luisa.
And say it one more time, please.
Luisa.
All right, I know this sounds bizarre, but what I keep getting is like the old premise of thy will be done, thy will be done. And it's more so of inviting spirit in your life to come through you and to kind of like release that logical mind about it's a lot like what Joseph's saying. It's about releasing the logical mind about what would best serve. So I'm just going to give you this scenario because it just keeps coming to my mind. So before I found the house that I live in now, I had found a house. We had to move. It's a whole long story, but we were looking for some place to live, and I thought I had found the perfect place. I mean, I really did. We spent $100 on the application fee. Never got the $100 back, let me tell you. And it fell through. I was distraught, because I thought it was perfect. It had this. Okay, because that's what my logical mind thought. Well, it fell through, and it wasn't, oh, I don't know, like 24 hours later, I mean, like literally days later, that I found the house I'm at now, which is like paradise. So the thing is that it's kind of like what Joseph's saying in a way. It's that your higher self knows what's going to serve you better than your logical self does, because your logical self can't see the future. It's like what he's saying, and I don't know what it is, but it's like it can't see where it's going to take you. I can't see who the contacts are going to be. You know, maybe it's okay, you know, this job won't make as money as this job, but this job is where you meet, you know, the man you're about to fall in love with and get married. You know what I'm saying? So it's sort of like spirit knows where to lead you. That's how it feels to me. I feel like it's almost like throwing logic out of the window and just working with spirit in terms of what are your necessities. You know, how many hours do I want to work? How far can I drive? What kind of salary do I want? What type of environment? Like, no, do I want to work helping people? Do I want to just do clerical and not deal with people? Like, what do I want? More so like, what kind of experience? This is what they're saying to me. What kind of experience do I want versus having a preconceived idea of how spirit can bring that to you? Does that make sense? Because I feel like it's more spirit-led than it even logically makes sense or has anything to do with your resume, as
so
weird as that sounds.
So I stop making applications?
Absolutely not.
Keep submitting them.
But don't...
Because that's what keeps me confused. No, go ahead. That's what kept me confused, you know, because I submitted... You don't know how many applications I got here.
I don't feel submitting is a bad thing in the sense that I feel like it takes away your anxiety. Because I feel like the submitting actually helps in the sense that, okay, I feel accomplished, I've done something, I don't have to feel like I'm not doing anything. I don't feel like that's actually where the fruit of your labor is going to come from. But I feel like it gives you a cushion of security that you don't have to like be in this panic, like I haven't done anything to try to obtain it. Does that make sense? Like it's like you're doing something, you're being proactive.
Makes sense to some point, but it takes, you know, I could be exercising, I could be reading, I could be doing
priorities.
But the other part of it is,
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. But the other part of it is that you are working with the universe, because when you're filling out the application, it's not just that you're like putting your fingers to the keyboard. It's that it's really the energy you're using, working with the universe, telling the universe, okay, I'm seeking employment. Okay, I'm visualizing myself a new employment. So it's that type of thing. So it would be, okay, they want me to say this. Let me try to put words to this. Hold on one second. Okay. So I'm on Facebook, and I'm just in some chat room or some Facebook group or whatever, and there's this real person, and I don't know why, but they just call on my heart, and they're in need, and I don't have to do this. I'm not going to get paid for doing this, but I sit there, and I just start channeling for them, and just like, because I could just feel that they're not going to have any other resource to get this help. So I'm just like, basically, hi, you don't know me, but and you know, and of course, you know, imagine they're surprised when all this help comes dropping from the universe. So because it's sort of like I'm in the energy space of being a servant of God, of being a servant of spirit, and I'm presenting to the universe saying, yes, use me, yes, this is who I am. I don't get a job from that, but lo and behold, 3 days later, someone's like, oh, can I pay you $150 to do blah, 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 blah? I'm like, sure, if you would like to, but you see what I'm saying? But it's because that's what I'm telling the universe. It's like, I'm here to serve because that's just what I do. So in those filling out those applications and saying yes to the universe, it's like, yes, I'm seeking employment. I don't think it's bad at all, because you're putting your energy out there and saying, yes, employ me. But I honestly feel like it's going to come through in a way that it's like, I would have never imagined in a million years that I'd be doing this, whatever it is.
Because that's, you know, the part-time, I did not even apply for it, you know, through a frame of it.
Exactly. Because here's the thing, here's the deal. I'm going to leave you with this. You're working for spirit now. And so because you're working for spirit now, spirit's in charge. So your job is to be open, your job is to be available, and your job is to be flexible and understanding that it's going to arrive in ways that you can't even begin to imagine. And that's what happens really when you turn your life over. When you turn your life over, you no longer have to worry, but it no longer comes in that little, I can count on it coming in this way, because it usually does not. Does that make sense? Okay, so the other thing is, guy, person, and what's his name?
Is it gonna be recorded?